This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
I guess now would be a good time to remind you that Ellie Goulding will be at Summer Jam Girl Power, of course. So Ellie Goulding with that song Burn, and then the other big hit, the other big hit.
And I don't want to be somebody without your body.
Allie Brooke will join us. You know her from Fifth Harmony. And then Ava Max. Madison Beer. And Fletcher. Or a thing you need is at KLUC.com, including your tickets. If you would like to go there and buy those right now. There's only like less than 2,500 left. So.
Oh, go get them now then.
Quit playing. This is so interesting to me. Grandma's 80th birthday is coming up. My brothers, my sister-in-law, Oz, sisters-in-law, and I are organizing and paying for a new family portrait to be taken in the fall. It's expensive. Parentheses. It's expensive. Yeah, exclamation point. My youngest brother is not married but has a live-in girlfriend. The girlfriend was included on a recent email amongst the siblings about multiple upcoming events, one of which is this portrait. She now thinks that she is to be in the picture, and I understand why. She has offered her availability. Grandma has reached out to the family.
Okay.
And has made it very well known that she is not invited to be in the picture.
Oh, wow.
You see, Grandma's kind of old school. Grandma's a lot of old school.
Yeah.
I'm paraphrasing here. The short version is Grandma says family requires blood or legal ties. And therefore, no marriage. No picture.
Wow.
Youngest brother has caught wind of this and is saying, no girlfriend? We've been together for quite some time. I got the impression 5 years. I don't know where I got that from, but I got that.
It is a long time.
I got that impression 5 years, but I honestly went back through and I'm like, did he write that? Because we kind of went back and forth a little bit.
Looking at the
page,
you
know, that kind of thing. People are traveling to do this. So the brother's going, I'm not going without her. I'm not going without her. And no, she's my family. No, we're not married, but whatever. And Grandma said, no, you will not be in this picture. And Grandma apparently likes this girl quite well.
Right.
But now they're worried about holidays. There were, you know, like moving forward.
Yeah.
And so it was kind of one of those. He's like, I want to back my brother's play. I want to back my brother's play, but I don't want to go against Grandma.
Well, obviously not. Grandma heads up the family, so you want to respect that. But.
and she says, I know that somebody's going to say, just take two pictures. It's not that simple. That's all it was. It's not, period, that, period, simple, period. Because I imagine the issue at hand is you show up with the girlfriend, brother shows up with the girlfriend,
mm-hmm.
and Grandma goes, what the hell is she doing here?
Exactly. Grandma doesn't consider her a part of the family in any aspect whatsoever.
Do you get Grandma drunk and tell her that there was a quickie wedding.
That is never the answer. Don't tell grandma you went behind her back and didn't invite her to the wedding. Never go over with, especially with an old school grandma. That'll never go over well.
Oh, good point.
Yeah. She'll take offense to that.
Yeah, but if you give her the old, well, you know, baby needs a father. Old people understand that.
Oh, my God.
Old people understand that, don't they?
No, they
go that route.
No, she wouldn't. She'd be even more offended by that.
No, grandma, I had to marry her right away. I found out I got her pregnant.
You had sex before marriage? That's what she's going to say.
Well, yes, we did, grandma.
A lot.
By the way, yeah, Aunt Ginny, what do you think? We all know grandma.
Exactly.
She doesn't look like any of them.
Oh, funny.
What do you do here?
Oh my God. I know what I would do anyway.
I'm sorry, what?
I know what I would do.
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
Well, at first I was a little like hesitant because I'm like, you don't want to go against grandma. But no, you have to include the girlfriend in the photo. It has to be done. And you have to tell grandma, what's the do you want me to keep going?
No, I do. I'm listening.
Okay, I'm gonna blow this up if I do.
Okay, fine.
If you don't have the girlfriend in the, what's the difference between the girlfriend being in the photo and the sister-in-law who just got married last year to your brother? What's the difference there? You're both committed to each other. It's not like you're going around, you know, testing out the waters. You've been with this girl long enough. You guys are in a full-on relationship.
Just because you hate marriage, Kayla.
No, I'm saying that's good. I don't
try this on for size. Grandma looks at, Grandma says, "I'll tell you the difference. They ain't married yet."
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying.
Okay. Yeah.
Somebody has to have lived this. There has to have been at least one. And by the way, the entire time that Kayla was talking, Spencer's shaking his head.
Yeah.
You can't hear it. Here's the audio equivalent. I'm going to hold my headphones on to the side of my head. The audio equivalent was
The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Well, this is just a little bit sticky. Grandma's 80th birthday. Family's traveling from all over. I didn't get into where. I've made a lot of this up in my head.
Yeah.
I got the idea that they were in California, but I don't know what leads me to believe that. I think, honest to God, when you guys send us emails and stuff like that or reach out on social or whatever, we picture you in our head.
Yeah.
Or at least I do.
Yeah.
Grandma's 80th birthday. I'm envisioning pictures by the beach, and there's some sort of tree involved.
And matching white shirts.
Mm-hmm. With denim or khaki?
White and with khaki.
Yeah, got to go khaki.
Shorts or pants?
Black.
Ooh, like
beach?
A classic.
Now that
black
I think
look.
About it, black. Oh no,
because the girls wear black dresses.
Yeah, I see where you're going with the khaki.
Barefoot.
Mm.
Always got to be barefoot on the beach.
Maybe dark blue.
And everyone in the family is blonde. Everyone.
Mm-hmm. And hot.
Yeah.
And very successful.
Even grandma.
Yeah.
80th birthday. Brothers, sisters-in-law, and I are organizing and paying for a new family portrait. Very expensive,
yeah.
From what we understand. I found out youngest brother, they've been together five, living together for three. Been together 5 years, living together for three.
Okay.
Not married. Girlfriend ended up on the, you know, hey, everybody, we're getting together. Here's what's happening. We're doing July 4th at the lake and, you know, yada, yada, yada. The picture is also included in this list of events. And girlfriend, the living girlfriend, replies all. I'm in, you know, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be there. We'll be there. Grandma catches wind of it and goes, she's not it. No. She is, because to grandma, family is blood or legal.
Okay.
Otherwise, you're not family. True story. True story. I lived this, and I wasn't that stung, but I was kind of like my best friend John and I. We call each other brother.
Right.
We are. And again, I'm not carrying this around. I just have recalled this. And everybody won 4th of July. Like everybody bought Old Navy shirts, or you know, of course you do. And we were going to take a picture, and then came time for the picture, and it was like, no, not you.
Yeah.
Even though John and his brother and sister that he grew up with, they're different. They're steps.
Interesting.
They're halves. So, but it was still, you know, Nah, not you. And I was like, oh, okay. I just went and had a beer. No big deal. But so grandma is like, yeah, you're not in it. So there's problems. There's problems in the family.
Obviously.
What did you say? What was your idea through all this?
Oh, I think that she has to be in the photo because I don't understand the difference between the live-in girlfriend that is fully committed to that family versus someone that, yeah, you guys are married, but that doesn't mean you can't file for divorce later on down the road.
I get it. And if you've been to, you know what? You may have just swayed me. And if you've been to holidays and stuff like that.
We've celebrated big things with them.
Hey, Tommy, what part of town are you from?
Northtown.
Northtown, hey.
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 Yeah, and then this seems to be the obvious part of it. What do you do, Tommy?
I let grandma have her way. I think she shouldn't be in the picture.
The brother who has been living with this girl for 3 years and has been with her for 5 says, fine, you're doing it without her, you're doing it without me. She's my family. She is part of this family. She's been to holidays. She's done everything else. You know what I mean? She's been to funerals. She's been part of births. She's part of this family. So then what?
No, I understand, but I think him, you know, being that it is his girlfriend, he would understand how his grandmother kind of thinks. And in this case, I think she just sees it as, like, she understands that, you know, obviously it's the traditional side of family that you guys have to be related by blood.
Yep.
But there's also the idea that sometimes, even if you're not related by blood, some people outside of your family, like you said, you know, they consider you a brother.
Yeah, no, I'm with you on all of this. Tommy, I'm going to cut this short really quick because Brandy has lived through this. You were dating in what at the same time? Brandy? Hello. Brandy.
Hi.
Yeah, you were dating in what at the same time?
Yeah, at the time we had been together maybe about 2 years. I was actually pregnant with their first grandchild.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, keep going.
We were at the 50th grandparents' anniversary. We went to take the picture. They actually told me to step out of the picture because we were not married and I wasn't yet considered family.
Who was it that got that duty to come up and ask a pregnant woman to get out of the picture? Oh my
God. It was actually my sister-in-law and everyone, there's about 15 people in the family photo and I'm standing there. She made that comment and they all looked at me like, yeah, step out. And ever since then, like, it's been bad blood and we have been together about 9 years now.
So, yeah, that's the other part of that. That's the other part of that. Nope, sorry, we don't consider. I mean, you're literally telling them we consider you less. We're happy to have you along for the ride, for everything else, but this permanent reminder of this day and this occasion, you're not good enough.
You need to drop your ego. The woman is 80 years old. It's her birthday. It's for her, basically. Okay. And I'm no expert on human life expectancy, but I'm guessing grandma's at the tail end. It's her thing. And if you can't drop your ego and understand it's her wishes, then don't be in the photo, you jerk. Explain it to your girlfriend.
Easy. No, I'm going to say that only because I'm like, I don't agree with you, and I feel like you're attacking me going, you jerk. You know what I mean? Like with that kind of...
Wait, were you calling me a jerk?
Yeah, no. You're calling Kayla a jerk.
What the heck, man?
I was calling the grandson or the brother, whatever, him the jerk.
He is a grandson. Yes, you're right.
Yeah. So drop your ego. Explain to your girlfriend it's your grandma's thing. And if you really want to hold your breath and kick your feet and take your football home because you don't want to play by the rules, then don't go, I guess. But it's grandma's thing. She's 80. Let her have it. She's not going to be alive that long.
Damien, you're on the other side of that. Your thoughts after hearing what Spence just said? Man, we're having people who are too slow on the uptake today.
Difficult.
Damien, you there, brother?
Oh, no.
We lost Damien. It.
It's kind of, it's, you still there?
Yeah, there he is.
Well, the question is, are you still there? We've been here the whole time.
I'm always here.
Yes.
No, it's crazy. Has got to grow up. She can go through growth just because Shady can't grow. And somebody.
Yeah, you've got a bad one.
No.
He must be on the Durango curve. He's from Spring Valley. So my guess is he's
right
over there.
Yes,
where
it
the
is.
Phone service is crap. It doesn't matter what phone service is. Is that ego?
I can understand how he's protecting his girl, and he believes that she's part of the family. I have no problem with that. But it's not about him, and it's not about her. It's about grandma. I would love to take one more family photo with my grandma, whatever the rules are. I don't have my grandma. So do it for grandma. Life's short.
I'm trying to think.
If that's the case, then none of the married-in family gets in the photo. That's the deal.
Actually, that's fine, too, but this is grandma's thing. So what grandma wants, grandma gets.
You know what? Let's keep this going for a second. Nick and Centennial, Miguel on the south side, Katie in the northwest, Mary and Centennial, Abby in Summerlin, Gina in the southwest. Even if you don't all hang on, there's other people willing to take your place. So if you got to go, go. But we would love to continue this right after.
This is the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Let's go.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Well, this is a sticky mess, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Grandma's 80th birthday. Everybody's getting together for pictures. Send out the mass email. Okay, we're going to take it at this. And by the way, in the context of... Okay, July 4th, we're doing this Memorial Day barbecue at so-and-so's house, you know, or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Girlfriend of one of the brothers. They've been together for 5 years. They've lived together for 3. She's been to every other family event because she's with, you know, because the one brother is there.
And they've been together for 5 years.
She's going to everything. So she responds to the date and the place and the time and all of that kind of stuff for this family photo that they're taking for grandma's 80th birthday. And apparently grandma said, oh, hell no, and said she won't be in it. So the brother is like, well, she's not in it. I'm not in it. She's been to every other thing. So, Kayla, you're of the mindset of, yes, stand your ground. This goes into Lauren's point. Lauren, you say the girl should not be in the picture, correct?
Correct. This happened to me.
And what? So what's the deal?
So my now husband, I've known him since I was 14. Flash forward about 12 years, and I was at his grandfather's funeral. We were just dating still. Not still, but we were adults. And so I went to his grandfather's funeral, and they had like a picture of all the cousins and my then boyfriend being one of the cousins. And so I just stepped out and I was like going to take photos for them, like take photos of all the kids. And I purposefully stood out because even though we were in a very committed relationship, I knew his whole family. He even had some aunts and uncles like saying, go on, get in there, get in that photo. But I also knew that some other family members thought maybe I shouldn't be in it yet because we weren't married. And I just feel like it's disrespectful to just assume that you should be in that photo. I mean, they've sent me photos from their whole lives. They just want photos of their cousins. I'm not going to intrude unless people wanted me there. But even though people said, like, get in the photo, I was like, no, like, I don't have, there's no ring on it. Like, I'm not going to intrude on this family. And I have known them, like, practically my whole life. So I think it's selfish to think otherwise and just assume that you deserve to be in it.
You said you'd known them your whole life. Were you living with this guy?
No, we weren't living together. But I don't even think that matters. I mean,
different for me. Like,
it does make a difference for me.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know. The level of commitment that you make when you move in with someone is so intimate.
By the way,
we were like on the cusp of engagement too. Like, I mean, it was going to happen, but I still felt like, I mean, I feel like the grandma still just wants a photo of her grandchildren. I don't think that that's a terrible thing.
No. Understood. But were there other spouses in there?
There actually may have been. I think that some of the girlfriends did jump in, but there weren't spouses. Like, girlfriends did, but I was like, listen, I'm not, unless they're saying everyone, like, I just think it's kind of awkward. I'm like, let the family be family.
Interesting. No, I love this, and I'm not even sure what I think anymore. I just think if you consider her family, I get where the brother's digging his heels in. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's right, wrong, or indifferent.
It's good to stand up for your mate. I got no problem with that.
And he to her, see right now let's bring this around full circle. So if you were taking family photos at the next holiday,
yeah,
Kayla Jo Walker, who will never get married.
I will not get married.
Ever?
Yeah.
For real?
Well, I do it if Buddy needed it, my boyfriend Buddy, if he needs that, I do it, but I don't want to get married.
That sounds dirtier than it is, doesn't it?
Buddy, I'd run down to Zales and buy yourself a ring, kid.
So if there were family photos right now being taken,
Buddy be in them. Because Buddy's a part of my life. Buddy's a big, important part, probably the most important part of my life right now. So if you don't want me to include the most important part of my life in the photo, then pound sand. And you guys know I love nobody. Nobody loves their family more than I love. And people might love them as much as yeah. I do. But nobody loves their family and spends more time talking and spending time with their family than me.
Okay, so what if there was an 80-year-old grandma, though, that said Buddy's out?
I would fly to Florida and talk to my grandmother.
Okay, or because you do love your family so much. And I don't imagine your mom and dad are like this. But what if Pete said, Kayla, yeah. We just want this family only. Buddy's great. We love Buddy. He's welcome anytime, Christmas, whatever, but this is just for family archiving.
And he is not family.
Then I would explain the same thing that I would if I was in this family, which was, okay, if that's the case, then my sister-in-laws don't get to be in the photo, then it's just core family is what it is.
That's how I would have the photo. Forget all the marriage, the in-laws, all that.
No, they're family by marriage.
Yeah, but it's so complicated.
Like, yeah, but you're not grandma.
Grandma says.
And grandma says. Oh God! Now you say that though. I was totally on the. I was totally on, essentially Team Kayla. I told Abby. I begged Abby to stay. Abby, Abby in Summerlin, you lived this as well.
Yeah. So I went actually on vacation with my now husband, my boyfriend at the time, and we were living together, and we had been together for 3 years. Living together pretty much the whole time. And he's from Guam. So we went on, he took me on vacation to Guam to visit his family. And I knew going into this, his family is very traditional. And so when we arrived, they let us know that they didn't want us sleeping in the same room. And I respected that because I'm in their house, you know. And so when we went to do family photos, because they had booked professional photos. And so when we went to do that, I was like, what's going to happen? I was asking my husband, you know, am I going to be in these photos or how does this work? Because they're all wearing coordinating outfits. I was like, should I dress to match? He's like, I don't know.
I'm confused. Really you said your husband, you weren't married yet?
We weren't married yet. Yeah, we were still dating at the time.
How long had you been together?
I was asking him.
How long had you been together?
3 years.
3 years. And were you living together?
We've been together 3 years.
Were you living together?
Yes, the whole, yeah.
Did you already say that and I'd forgotten it? Sorry.
Sorry. No, that's okay.
I'm just trying to clarify, yeah.
Yeah, I'm re-clarifying in this because, okay.
Yeah, so 3 years living together pretty much from almost the beginning, which his parents already didn't really approve of.
Right. So let me fast forward this a little bit because we're running super late. But let me fast forward this. So they told you get out of the picture.
Well, they just didn't invite me into the photo, so we showed up to the photography studio, and I dressed kind of to match just in case, because I didn't know. I wasn't sure what was going to happen, and then they just didn't ask me to be in them, so I just kind of stood on the side awkwardly while they did the photos, but I wasn't offended by that. I was a little like, okay, this is weird, a little awkward, but also, why would I expect to be in these photos? We're not married. And even if we were, I would understand having some photos without me in them, just the immediate family, and then maybe have some with a spouse or spouses.
That's the easy answer.
Kind of thing.
That's the super easy answer, but it's expensive.
And
grandma didn't want it.
Yeah.
Grandma didn't want anything to do with any of that. So
I feel like also in this situation, grandma is, like you said, she's getting up there, you know, just let her have her day and get over it and then go take your own photos later. You know what I mean? It's not that big of a deal.
Yeah, and by the way, there must be. Thank you, Abby, for hanging on. We appreciate it.
Yeah. The Chet Buchanan Show. The Chet Buchanan Show.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
90.5.
90.5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.